ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11th चैप्टर 7 एंटाइटल्ड लॉर्ड कृष्णा इंस्ट्रक्ट्स उद्धव टेक्स्ट 47 काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी स्वमायया सृष्टम इदम् सदसल्लक्षणम् विभुः प्रविष्ट ईयते तत्तत् स्वरूपोऽग्निरिवैधसि स्वमायया सृष्टमिदम् सदसल्लक्षणं विभुः प्रविष्टयते तत्तत् स्वरूपोऽग्निरिवैधसि स्वमायया सृष्टमिदम् सदसल्लक्षणं विभुः प्रविष्टयते तत्तत् स्वरूपोऽग्निरिवैधसि स्वमायया सृष्टमिदं सदसल्लक्षणं विभुः प्रविष्टयते तत्तत् स्वरूपोऽग्निरिवैधसि स्वमायया सृष्टमिदं सदसल्लक्षणं विभुः प्रविष्टयते तत्तत् स्वरूपोऽग्निरिवैधसि स्वमायया सृष्टमिदं Matajis. So, word to word meaning. Swamayaya, by his own material energy, Shrishtam, created. Idam, this body of the individual jiva. Satasat, as demigod, animal and so on. Lakshanam, characterized. Vibhu, the Almighty. Pravishtaha, having entered. Iyate, appears. Tattat, of each different form. Swarupaha, assuming the identity. Agnihi, fire. Iva, as. Edhasi, in firewood. Translation and purport by the followers of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Just as fire manifests differently in pieces of wood of different sizes and qualities, the omnipotent Supreme Soul, having entered the bodies of higher and lower life forms created by His own potency, appears to assume the identity of each purport. Although the Supreme Lord is within everything, everything is not the Lord. By the modes of goodness, the Lord creates the exalted material bodies of demigods and brahmanas. And by expanding the mode of ignorance, He similarly creates the bodies of animals, shudras and other lower forms of life. The Lord enters all of these superior and inferior creations, but He remains Vibhu, the all-powerful personality of Godhead. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that although fire is present within smoldering wood, It blazes forth when we stir the wood around. Similarly, although the personality of Godhead is indirectly present everywhere, when we chant and hear His glories with love and devotion, the Lord is stirred into manifestation and directly appears before His devotees. The foolish conditioned souls ignore the spectacular presence of the Lord within everything and instead absorb their mediocre consciousness in their own temporary material coverings, thinking, I am a strong man, I am a beautiful woman, I am the richest man in the city, I am a PhD, and so on. One should cut off such useless entanglement and accept the fact that one is pure spirit soul, the eternal blissful servant of Lord Krishna. Om Ajnanati Birandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langete Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurundi Natarinam. Hare Krishna. We all welcome to the Bhagavatam class, everyday Bhagavatam class. Although unqualified, since I have been given this service of giving this session, so I seek blessings from all of you so that I can speak something meaningful. So this is a very interesting verse. So in this chapter, Lord Krishna is instructing Uddhava. So Uddhava is a very special soul. So before all the Yadus departed to the spiritual world, so Uddhava was said to stay behind, stay back. Sometimes in our yatra also you are told to stay back in the temple for other services. So similarly, Uddhava was also told to stay back so that he can go and give the teachings which he is going to receive from Krishna to the sages in Bhadrikashram. So in this particular verse, Krishna is telling, is giving a very wonderful analogy of fire. He is telling that, so we have different forms of wood, different types of wood like teak wood, wood made of neem, many other types, and different sizes also, smaller, little bigger, and more bigger. So, but the fire is there inside the wood. It is there by default in the wood. But someone has to bring it out. But the fire is there in an unmanifested form in the wood. So it is said that similarly, super soul, who is compared to fire here, so super soul is also existing in all the forms of life. Lower species, higher species, human species, so many different varieties. So even though he is there in every different kinds of forms in this material world, but people should not assume that he is one of them. So this is the mistake people may do, that he is also become one of them. It's not like that. So in this verse, the particular word which is used is vibhu. Vibhu means the great, the all-powerful Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we are considered as Anu. Like Jivara Swarupaya Krishnara Nityadas. That is the actual position of every living entity in this world. Das, Das, Anu, Das. It is very easy to speak this statement, Das, Das, Anu, Das. But even to become a Das is also very difficult in this material world. But that is what the ultimate reality for a Jiva. That is the safest and very important position for a Jiva. So in this particular verse, we'll try to discuss two different things. First is like the all-pervading nature of the Lord. and second one based on the purport of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So a Krishna, advanced Krishna conscious person, what is his consciousness in this world? How does he think, see the things around him? So it is said that he sees Krishna in the heart of both the believer as well as the non-believer, in the heart of atheist as well as the theistic person. It is said that Krishna is the source of all the living beings in this world. He is like the mother, he is the maintainer of the living entities in this world. So if a mother has so many children, right? Mother may have some children, 2-3 children. So her treatment for all the children will be in a similar way. She doesn't discriminate. She is neutral towards all her children. So that is the supreme neutrality of the Lord also. So he is situated in the heart of every living entity, but in the sense he is very neutral to all the living entities. He doesn't discriminate. And also there is another side of the coin for this particular concept, that although he is neutral, but he is also inclined towards his devotees. Like a child, a mother may be having many children, but one of the child who is always, you know, seeking shelter of a mother, the mother pays more attention to that child, thinking that, you know, he is depending on me. So Krishna is more inclined towards such devotees also. So the Lord is so merciful that he need not have to come to this material world, but still he comes to this material world in the form of Paramatma. He is traveling, he is wandering along with the jiva in this material universe. If the jiva goes into the species of a dog, still the Lord is there with that jiva in the body of that dog. So he is following, like we have this Vodafone saying, the network follows. Wherever it goes, it is also following him. So similarly, Krishna is so merciful, that as an eternal friend of jiva, he is there constantly with the jiva. Wherever is the jiva is going. So that is the supreme nature of the supreme nature of Krishna. So it is our problem that we are turning away from Krishna. Bahir mukha. So instead of looking towards Krishna, we are looking away from Krishna, not trying to seek help from Krishna. So that's our problem. And he also descends to this material world to perform different leelas in this world, pastimes in this world. And many times, many of the people in this world, they mistake Krishna, thinking him to be an ordinary person. One small example to illustrate this point. So one time, when Lord Ram was separated from Mother Sita, so Ram was wandering in the forest, crying for Sita. Oh Sita, oh Sita, he was crying like this. So when you see from an external point of view, it appears that he is behaving like a mundane lover of this world, you know, crying for the beloved. So during that time, it happened that, you know, Parvati and Shiva, they were also passing by from that area. So they happened to see this predicament of Lord Ramchandra. He is crying for his wife Sita. So for a moment, Mother Sita got this doubt in her heart, in her mind. Is this the same Lord? Is this the same Lord who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So that doubt crept in the heart of Mother Sita. So then she asked this to Shivji. So Shivji said, you find out for yourself. I have faith, but you can find out for yourself. Then the Mother Parvati comes down, you know, desiring to test Lord Ramchandra. She exactly assumes the form of Mother Sita, ditto, as it is. She is material energy, Maya Devi herself. So she exactly assumes the form of Mother Sita and comes in front of Lord Ramchandra. And as soon as Lord Ramchandra sees her, he says, my dear Parvati, what are you doing here alone? Where is Lord Shiva? So although he was so absorbed in that Leela, you know, he was crying out in separation from Mother Sita, but he is Vibhu, he is the all-powerful Supreme Personality of Godhead. His position cannot be minimized in any situation. Another aspect which I wanted to discuss in this particular verse is, Lord Krishna is there in his all-pervading feature in both animate, inanimate objects of this world. So Prabhupada mentions in one of the purports of Bhagavatam, basically there are two principles of Krishna consciousness which we should try to understand, which we should try to implement in our life. First one is, nothing can exist without Lord Krishna. That is seeing everything in connection with Krishna. And the second one is, Lord Krishna is the Lord of everything in this material world. Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Two concepts, we'll try to focus on this. So Bhagavad Gita also speaks about this concept in 6th chapter. Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra Sarvam Chamai Pashyati Tasyaham Na Pranashyami Sa Chame Na Pranashyati. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, he is never lost to me and I am never lost to him. Now, what does it mean to see everything in connection with Krishna? Just to understand this particular concept of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Now suppose, if we see the objects of this world independent of Krishna, like assuming that, you know, we see, many people does this. So, if we see everything independent of Krishna in this world, then what happens? We develop a desire to enjoy these objects for our own self. If you don't see the objects of this world in connection with Krishna, what will be the problem? We develop a desire to enjoy those objects for ourselves. That is the problem. And we get tempted whenever we come across such objects of sense gratification in this world. So rather than seeing like this, if we see everything in connection with Krishna, with the consciousness that all the objects of this world are meant for the enjoyment of Krishna, then there won't be any temptations in the world. We'll be peaceful. So then we will also be satisfied in this world. Like it is mentioned in Narada Pancharatra, Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam Tat Paratvena Rimaram Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. So when we see everything in relation to Krishna, when we engage everything that is there in this world in the service of Krishna, then we can be happy. And that is the highest form of bhakti. It is also echoed in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter. Savai pumsan paro dharmo yato bhakti rato kshate ahetukiya pratyata yayatma suprasidati. What is the most important activity for a living entity in this world? It is not going for a job. It is not studying in this world, studying so many things and doing so many activities of this world. The most important, the highest activity for any jiva is to perform bhakti. Bhakti of what? Adokshaji, Lord Krishna. And what happens by doing that? We will be satisfied. The self will be satisfied from inside. Why we are not satisfied in this world? Because we are trying to enjoy the things of this world for ourselves. Not seeing in connection with Krishna. Separating it from Krishna. That is our problem. So since Krishna is the proprietor of everything, everything is meant to be engaged in his service. That is the ultimate satisfaction for jiva. So now how to practice this consciousness in our day-to-day life? It's a $1 million question. How to practically apply this knowledge of seeing Krishna everywhere in our life? So how does it begin? So it begins with the small things like, you know, start respecting others. Not just living entities, but also matter, for that matter. So not only living entities, but also any object of this world. When you start respecting everything, it is said that when a person gets up in the morning, the first thing he should do is to pay obeisances to Mother Earth and take her blessings and take her permission that, you know, from now on, the whole day I will be walking on you. Just kindly allow me. I mean, that is too high to do, but that is how we can start with seeing everything as in everything. Krishna exists in everything, even in the matter. Andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham. Krishna is there in each and every atom of this world, in between the atoms, everywhere he is there. So nothing is independent of Krishna. So when we have this consciousness, then we start respecting everyone. And one of the important features of developing proper relationships in this world is respect each other, and another one is trusting each other. So unless we develop this consciousness, it's very difficult to have good relationships in this world, respecting all. And then if those who are going for studies, so how can they develop this consciousness? So I am studying so and so, maybe some medical profession I am doing, medical, you know, college I am going to get MBBS degree. So then I will use my knowledge and degree in the service of Krishna by treating people and then bringing them closer to Krishna. So by developing this kind of consciousness, then Krishna is never separated from us. Even the person is not in the temple. While the person is the temple, is in the temple, it is very easy. It's not difficult to remember Krishna. Although it is also difficult, but at least comparatively. But when a person goes out of the temple, it's very difficult. So this is how we can gradually begin. And Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport of this verse, 6.29 Bhagavad Gita verse, he says, when one develops the eyes anointed with love and devotion for him, then we are never separated from him. And Krishna is also never separated from us. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva rideshu vilokyanti yam shama sundaram achinta gunaswarupam govinda madipurusham tamaham bhajame. So when we develop these eyes which are anointed with love and devotion for Krishna, then Krishna is never lost to us. And we are also never lost in Krishna. So we can always remember Krishna, and Krishna also, Krishna will also remember us. Like Prabhupada also used to practically implement this knowledge. So one time Srila Prabhupada and with his disciples, they were sitting in a room, and suddenly Prabhupada was doing like this. He was hearing some sound. So then he asked, can you hear that? So none of the disciples replied back, no Prabhupada, we can't hear anything. So again, after some time, again Prabhupada said, can you hear it? No, Prabhupada, we are not able to hear anything. Then Prabhupada said, there is some water which is dropping out from the tap somewhere. Go and, you know, put it off. So Prabhupada was trying to show that even the water drop should not be wasted, because it is the energy of the Lord. The resources which are given by the Lord should not be wasted. It should be used properly in service of Krishna. That is how we can be connected to Krishna even when we are seeing the mundane objects of this world. And one more time, like Prabhupada also used to take detailed accounts, details of the accounting, each and every penny, you know, he used to note it down. So that, you know, not a single penny should be wasted. It should be properly used in service of Krishna. That was his consciousness always. Not with, just with money, objects, everything. So that is the consciousness we should try to develop. Now imagine, suddenly Krishna comes in front of us. What will happen? Most of us will not be able to recognize him. Arey kon nautanki aa gaya drama company se? Some actor has come from the drama company, you know, wearing helmet and peacock feather, everything. It will be very difficult for us to recognize him. Why? Because of our deep-rooted anarthas which are there in our heart. It is very difficult. Krishna doesn't manifest to us so easily. Even though if he comes directly in front of us, we will miss him. We will not able to recognize him. So Krishna is hidden. Like the fire is hidden in the wood. It's in the unmanifested form. Similarly, Krishna also hides himself from the people of this world. He does not manifest himself. He does not reveal himself so easily. So many examples are there in our scriptures, like Duryodhan, for example. Duryodhan, such a nasty fellow. So Krishna gave him so many chances. Krishna showed him directly the Virat Roop also. But still Krishna, Duryodhan never thought Krishna to be some great personality. He just thought him to be some mystic powerful personality. That was his consciousness. He could never able to recognize Krishna. And Krishna also never revealed to him. So why? Because of his deep-rooted envy for his devotees. So Krishna never likes, you know, if someone is troubling his devotees. Krishna will never reveal to such a person. It is not possible. And if you also see in Bhagavad Gita, first chapter, very interesting. First chapter is very interesting. In first chapter, you can see, in the initial verses, Duryodhan is trying to analyze both the armies. both the warriors of both the armies. So he's so and so powerful personality in the opposite side. He was glorifying the other warriors also, the warriors from the other side. But at the end, he missed out one person, Krishna. He never evaluated, you know, Krishna to be a powerful personality. He missed him there also. So while evaluating the army on the other side. And also one more time when both Krishna and Arjun, they approach Krishna, Arjun and Duryodhan, they approach Krishna for help before the war. So then even at that time, Duryodhan chose the energy of the Lord, the army of the Lord over himself. Isn't it? Such a foolish person. So he could never able to recognize Krishna. Because Krishna did not reveal himself to Duryodhan. That was the problem. Similarly, Shishupal also, we have an example where he was so envious, more envious than a snake maybe. So envious. He could never used to see a single good point in Krishna also. And Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he sees good in every living entity. But here Shishupal is not even able to see one small good thing in Krishna. And he was blaspheming Krishna like anything. All the people assembled in that arena, they were glorifying Krishna, but he could not see a single good point in Krishna, good quality in Krishna. We have Dhritarashtra, who was blind physically, he was also blind intellectually. That was his problem. So he had a fortune of hearing Bhagavad Gita as it is. You know, before Prabhupada gave Bhagavad Gita as it is, there was not a single Bhagavad Gita which was original. But Dhritarashtra was so fortunate, he could hear Bhagavad Gita as it is from Sanjay. Sanjay understood Bhagavad Gita exactly as Krishna wanted Arjuna to understand. But Dhritarashtra could not understand Bhagavad Gita. Even after hearing the whole Bhagavad Gita, he was the same person. There was no change in him. Why? The reason is he was too attached to the kingdom, too attached to his sons and family members. So this kind of attachment, if someone has, then Krishna does not reveal to that person. So, ye yatha mam prabadyante, Krishna says, a person, when he approaches him with some kind of consciousness, then Krishna also reciprocates in the same way, in the same consciousness. So finally, Vidura has to give a strong dose of philosophy to Dhritarashtra, and then finally takes him to the forest. Sometimes we also try to analyze, you know, with our intelligence. I remember my personal experience when I was working in some company. So I was struggling with some problem. For a long time, I could not able to get the solution for the problem. So then finally, after a lot of struggle, then I started, I should take help from Krishna now. After so much of endeavor and hardship. So finally I thought, then I started praying to Krishna, please kindly help me. Then believe me, he gave such an idea. You know, otherwise I could never able to bring such idea from my own self. It's not possible. Then I got a brilliant idea, then the problem was solved. So we try to analyze. I'm not saying we should not try, but we should also immediately understand that we have limited intelligence and we should seek help from Krishna. Lord Brahma, he was also trying to analyze Krishna. So when Krishna, as a small cowherd boy, he was sitting with all his cowherd boyfriends and they were having lunch prasad together. And Krishna was eating, he's taking the prasad from the mouth of another cowherd boy and eating. And it is so bewildering. You know, even we don't do such kind of things in this world. But Krishna was doing with the cowherd boys, you know, taking out from the mouth of another cowherd boy and eating. So then Brahmaji, so when he saw this, he got completely bewildered. Because he was trying to analyze Krishna with his intelligence. That was his problem. And he could not understand Krishna at the time. And then he thought, this may not be Krishna. This cannot be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna immediately withdrew himself from Brahmaji. He did not reveal at that time to Brahma. He concealed himself. So then, you know, the whole pastime, how it goes. Finally, Krishna, you know, blesses him. So the point is, even when we try to analyze Krishna with our intelligence, we will not able to see Krishna, we will not able to experience Krishna in our life. One time Hanumanji also, when along with Sugriva and other warriors, they were there on the Kishkindha mountains. So they saw two personalities coming and climbing the mountain. So then Sugriva tells to Hanumanji, please go and test, find out who these people are. So then Hanumanji comes down, disguised as an old Brahmana. He comes in front of Lord Ram and Lakshman. And he presents himself as a Brahmana, and then he speaks to Ramji and Lakshmanji, trying to find out who they are. So then after some time, then he gets the information that they are his beloved Lord. Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman. So the point is here, initially even Ram did not reveal himself to Hanumanji. Hanumanji could not able to recognize Ram when he met there. Why? Because Hanumanji concealed his identity, so Ramji also did not reveal to him. Because he came in a disguised form as an old Brahmana. So Ramji also did not disclose his real identity to Hanumanji for some time. And it is said that for 2-3 months, Ramji did not speak to Hanumanji also. So that is a pastime, of course. And then, so it is not only just Lord Ram which hides himself from his devotees. Sometimes his devotees also does this. For example, if you see the classic example of Jad Bharat, yesterday Sankirtan Prabhu was also sharing this. So Jad Bharat, such a great personality, you know, for all the sadhakas, we can learn so many things from him. So he never revealed his real identity to his family members. Initially, when he was living with his family members for a long time, he never spoke a single word also. He never revealed himself to them. Why? All of them were so engrossed in their material activities, in the mode of passion. So he thought they will never understand even if I speak something, you know, meaningful. So he never spoke in front of them, because they were in mode of passion, you know, material entangled. And in the second instance, when Jad Bharat, when the dacoits, they were trying to kill Jad Bharat. So at that time also he did not protest. He did not try to give them a lecture. He did not try to enlighten them. He just simply sat there, you know, thinking that maybe this is my karma. No, I cannot do anything. So at that time he did not reveal himself to these dacoits also. Why? Because they were in the mode of ignorance, completely engrossed. They didn't know what they were doing. So he did not reveal himself to them. So he was not trying to give them some enlightenment. So, but third time when he faced King Rahugana, so at that time he revealed his identity. He spoke the words of wisdom and he revealed his real identity. I mean, King Rahugana being in the mode of goodness, he could understand the position of Jad Bharat. You know, he is not an ordinary person. He's a great personality. Then he revealed his identity and gave him a series of words of wisdom to King Rahugana also. So sometimes the devotees of the Lord also does not. It is in one of the offenses to holy name. The 9th offense is to instruct a faithless person in the instruction of the Lord. So sometimes we also try to preach someone. He doesn't show any interest. So we should think that maybe it will take some more time for this person to come. So we can avoid such people. Otherwise, he will start, you know, making offenses towards the holy name, towards devotees. Like that. So the Lord also appears in this material world. He also descends in this world in his archa form, in the deity form. So many people, they worship the Lord, but they never experience the presence of the Lord in the deity. Why? Because of lack of faith. So we have this classic example from Chaitanya Charitamrit. So one time, there is a story of this Alarnath temple. So there was a pujari in this temple who daily used to worship the Lord in the four-handed Vishnu form, Narayan form there. So one time, because he was busy in some other seva, he asks his son to kindly offer bhoga to the deities. The child comes and he, you know, offers with his simple heart he offers the bhoga to the Lord. And the Lord doesn't eat. And the child sees what he is not eating. So then he says, my dear sir, my dear Lord, kindly eat this bhoga. You know, otherwise my father will chastise me. He gave me this service to offer this to you. So then, but still the Lord doesn't do anything. But this time again he pleads, my Lord, kindly eat this bhoga, otherwise my father will beat me. Please kindly accept this bhoga. The finally, by seeing the simple love and devotion of this small child, the Lord comes out of the duty and accepts the bhoga. And the child becomes very happy. And after some time, when the father comes, he finds out that the whole prasad is missing. And he says, where is the prasad? That is the only means of sustenance for us. You know, how can we leave now? He becomes very angry. So then he doubts, maybe the child is only eating away all the bhoga. So the second time he tells, now you go and offer this bhoga. Let me see how your Lord eats. So he hides himself behind the window. And then the child again comes with his simple devotion, again offers the bhoga to the Lord. And the Lord again comes and eats. So just before the Lord puts it in his mouth, the Brahmana shouts and comes forward and stops the Lord. Please don't eat this. This is meant for us. Then how can we sustain? How can we live without this food? So from this small example, we can see the Lord was always there in the Archavigraha form, the deity form. But the Lord never revealed to the Brahman, the Pujari. Rather, he revealed himself to the small child. So what is the difference? The difference is in the faith, the level of faith. The child has simple faith in the Lord so that he could, you know, able to bring out, you know, the Lord. So that is another manifestation of the Lord, where we can actually, when we have faith, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then Krishna will reveal to us. We can able to recognize him then. And the second part of the purport, we'll try to focus on this. That is based on the commentary by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, wherein he says that fire is there in the wood in an unmanifested form. But in order to bring out the fire, what we have to do? There is a need of some kind of friction, or we have to fan. Then the fire will come out. The fire will manifest itself. Similarly, the Lord is situated in our heart. The Lord is there in his Archavigraha form in the altar. So in order to see the Lord within and without, then what we have to do? We also need to do something. That is the process of devotional service. Hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord with love and devotion. So these two words are very important. So if you miss out this love and devotion, then it becomes very mechanical. So love and devotion is very important. So then the Lord will manifest in front of us. Then we can see the Lord. The personal form of the Lord is realized only through bhakti. There is no other way. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yas chasmi tatvatah. So if you want to directly see Lord face to face, or experience the presence of the Lord in our day-to-day life, then bhakti is the only way. Performing bhakti with devotion. And there is a beautiful shloka given by Chanakya Pandit also in this regard. He says, Pushpe gandam tile tailam kashte vahani payo grihitam iksha gudam tada dehe pashyatmanam vivekataha. So here Chanakya Pandit is giving this analogy, different analogy. He is telling, like fragrance is there in the flowers, right? Flowers have fragrance in them. And there is oil in the oil seeds, and there is also fire in wood, ghee in milk, and jaggery in the sugar cane is also present. Similarly, the Lord will also manifest in our heart, who is there in our heart as Paramatma. He will manifest in front of us when we go through some process. So how to bring the fragrance out of the flower? It has to go through some process. To extract oil from the oil seeds, it has to go through some process. It has to be taken to some factory. Ghani, we tell, oil, ghani. And then in order to bring fire from the wood, then we have to go through the process of creating a friction. And in order to bring ghee out of milk, then first we have to convert milk into yogurt, and then we have to churn, and finally the ghee will come out. The whole process is involved. Similarly, good, jaggery will also come out of sugar cane. Then sugar cane goes through
the process.
Similarly, we can realize and understand the Lord who is present in our heart as super soul, who is there in front of us as in the Archa Vigra form, then we have to go through the process of devotional service. People very cheaply ask this question, Bhagawan hai to dikhao. One time, one person challengingly asked Prabhupada, show me if God exists. Kya Bhagawan ko dekh sakte ho? So that was his question. Prabhupada said, yes, I can see Lord, but right now I'm not able to see because you are standing in between. Sit down. So people ask this question so cheaply, Bhagawan ko dikhao. It is not easy to even meet our prime minister in this world, in our country. You know, one has to go through so much of process. You know, very difficult. And when it comes to seeing God, dikhao. Are pehle adhikar, we have to gain the qualification, then we can see Lord. We have to go through the process of devotional service, then we can able to see the Lord. So there is no shortcut. And Mahaprabhu and his followers are even more merciful. Krishna was not so merciful when compared to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is so merciful that, you know, if you try to analyze with our intelligence, it is said in Chaitanya Bhagavat, I think. So if you have intelligence, then use it to analyze the mercy of which is given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when we understand the mercy which they have, the extent of mercy which they have given to us, then we will faint. We will roll in the ground. It is so high. So Mahaprabhu, when he manifested his leelas in this world, initially he used to perform kirtans inside Shiva Sangar in a closed circuit. And later, he manifested his pastime by starting Nagar Sankirtan, by openly starting Kirtan, congregational chanting of the holy names. So, that is his mercy. And Srila Prabhupada took this compassion to even higher limit. So, Prabhupada did not discriminate. Like Krishna does not reveal himself to the unqualified people, but the devotees of Krishna, they are more merciful than the Lord himself. So they don't see any qualification, disqualification. They give this process to each and everyone. That is the mercy they are carrying with them. So Srila Prabhupada, who was living a very comfortable life in Vrindavan, performing his bhajan, you know, writing commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam. So, but still he came out of that comfort zone. He went to America, New York, to give this process of congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare, Hare. So he took this holy name to the Western world. And since Indians like the imported goods, humko bahar ka maal achha lagta hai. So Prabhupada also did the same thing. He took the holy name to Western world and he imported the holy name again from the Western world. So because we like the imported goods, now the holy name is also imported. So we should take it seriously. So that is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So that is the small discussion on the particular subject matter of this verse today. And today is also a very auspicious day. Today is the disappearance day of Srila Govinda Ghosh. A brief discussion about his life and pastime also, this world. So there were three brothers, Govinda Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh. And it is mentioned in Gaura Ganadeshika Deepika, their actual identities. They were the three gopis in Vrindavan named Kalavati, Rasullas and Gunatunga. And they were the kirtan singers there. And they used to sing the songs composed by Vishakha Gopi. So that was their service which they used to perform there in Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is said that Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu, they used to dance to the kirtan of these three brothers. All the three brothers, they were singers. They were kirtan singers. So Srila Govinda Ghosh Thakur, known for his sweet kirtans, at the annual Rathayatra festival, where Mahaprabhu used to dance in Jagannath Puri. So he was one of the, there used to be seven different parties who used to perform kirtan in front of Jagannath. So in one of the groups, so Govinda Ghosh used to sing. That was his seva there. So he was born to a Kayastha family, and he was also instrumental in installing the deity Sri Gopinath at Agradweep. So I think last time when we went to Mayapur, we visited this place, Agradweep. So there is a temple where deity of Gopinath is there. So he is instrumental in installing this deity. We'll also see how this deity manifested there. So, and also he then assisted, later on he assisted Nityanand Prabhu in his preaching tour in Bengal. So he also assisted him there. So in Sri Hattera Itivritta, this is some kind of book, where there is one pastime is mentioned about Govinda Ghosh. So one day, after finishing his lunch, Mahaprabhu, he was looking for some mouth freshener. Generally, they used to have this haritaki fruit. So he was looking for this. So Govinda Ghosh came to know, and then immediately he ran to bring it. So he came so fast. He came so fast bringing the fruit, haritaki. So Mahaprabhu said, oh. So Mahaprabhu admonished him, telling that, you know, you store this haritaki with you. You have such a stock of haritaki with you. Okay, so give me one. So then again he said, since you have this habit of saving things, perhaps you get married and stay back here. So based on this small incident, he gives this instruction to Govind Ghosh. The stocking, jama karne ki jo pravritti, you know, keeping things, it is good for grihasthas because they have to maintain the family, you know. So then that's why he gives this instruction to Govinda Ghosh. You stay back here in Agradweep and get married. So then he leaves Govinda Ghosh behind. He takes other two brothers and goes to Jagannath Puri. So he becomes very despondent, very unhappy and miserable, Govinda Ghosh, because Lord has left me behind. So he was constantly he was feeling separation from the Lord. So a few days later, when Govinda Ghosh, he was taking bath in Ganga. So at that time, some floating object touched his back. So some heavy object was touching his back. So then he took it and brought it. He could not able to figure out what is that. Finally found out that it is Krishna Shila, some kind of Shila. And then the same night, Mahaprabhu appears in his dream, Govinda Ghosh's dream, and tells him that, my dear Govinda Ghosh, don't worry, I am going to come soon. And when I come, you give this Shila to me. So, as the Lord spoke, in few days the Lord came to meet Govinda Ghosh and tells him, don't worry, my dear Govinda. Now, the Lord himself manifests a deity out of that Krishna Shila, and that becomes the Gopinath deity. And he tells Govinda Ghosh, now from now onwards, you and your family, please worship this deity very nicely. So by worshipping him daily, you will never miss me. Because he was feeling separation from the Lord. The Lord tells him that worshipping this deity, you will never miss me. And then later on, so he got married and he was serving the deities very nicely. And then he got a son also. But unfortunately, within few months maybe, then both wife and the son, both of them died. Again, he became very miserable, you know, I don't have support of my family also to worship. Then he stopped worshipping the deity, Gopinath ji, for a long time. Then the Lord appears in his dream and tells Govinda Ghosh, my dear Govinda, why are you not worshipping me? You know, then he says, you know, what to say? And you have taken my son, so I don't have anyone here. You know, when I die, who will perform my Shraddha Sanvani? You know, who will, you know, pay this respects to the ancestors? Who will do all these things? The Lord said, don't worry. You again begin the worship of my deity form. And don't think that, you know, if your son has died and you want to keep the other son hungry, I am also your son. So kindly feed me, worship me nicely. Then I will make sure that when you die, I will personally come and perform your Shraddha. So the Lord, and not only once, but, you know, for years together, for generations together, I will personally perform this festival for you. So then he became very happy. And then finally he starts worshipping the Lord again. So when during his last moments, when he gives up his body, his mortal body, Then the Lord comes out from the deity. Gopinath himself comes out with a kusha grass in his hand, and then he performs the shraddha ceremony of the final rites of Govinda Ghosh. And it is said that from that time there is a pratha, this ceremony goes on in Agradweep in front of this deity Govinda ji. So that is a pastime about Govinda Ghosh. He also wrote two bhajans, not many, but only two bhajans. While his other brother Govind Vasudev Ghosh, there are many bhajans which we sing in our temple also. So before I end, so based on the discussion what we had today, so Krishna also, not only he is all pervading, he is not only in the heart as Paramatma, he is not only there in the Archa Vigraha form, he is also there in his Nama. So Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinnatva Nama Naminam. So in this age Krishna has manifested himself in his holy name. So holy name is non-different from Krishna. It is not even avatar, it is non-different from Krishna, it is Krishna himself. So Kali Kale Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar. So Krishna also appeared in this Kali Yuga in the form of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So now, what is the proper way of chanting this holy name? Many people chant these names but still don't experience the presence of the Lord in the holy name. It becomes mechanical over a period of time. So Krishna doesn't reveal himself fully. We get some benefit when we chant the holy names. But to get the full benefit, then we have to do something more. That is, we have to chant with proper attitude and with proper feeling. So it is mentioned that, so what is this attitude? Trinadapi shunichena, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena kirtanya sadahari. So what do you mean by having this attitude while we are chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Is it the facial expression which we do intensely trying to chant? Or is it something else? So what is this attitude we should have while we are chanting the holy names of Lord? It is the attitude of gratitude. It is the attitude that we are not the doers, we are not the controllers, we are not the proprietors, we are not the enjoyers of this world. It is the feeling that, you know, I am insignificant, but still I got this opportunity to chant your holy names. How many people in this world are chanting the holy names of the Lord? Very few people. So when this attitude of gratitude comes in our heart while we are chanting and while we are not chanting also, so then that will help us to actually inspire Krishna to manifest himself to us. Otherwise he will also doesn't reveal to us. He will be hidden like the fire is hidden in the wood. So apart from attitude, there should also be a feeling in which we should chant. So Prabhupada mentions in the prayers of Queen Kunti, Janmaishwara Shita Shubir, in that purport, he tells that one should chant with feeling. So what is chanting with feeling? How does it comes? The feeling comes when we do seva. For example, we can develop feelings for the Lord in the temple, and that will happen only when we constantly serve the Lord also. Do some seva to the deities. Not only to the deities but also to the devotees. So when we do seva, then the feeling will come. And when we chant with that feeling, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then we will get the full benefit of chanting the holy names of the Lord. And the chanting of the holy names, taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, is our only hope in this world. And maybe then Krishna will try to manifest himself to us, reveal to us his actual glory, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Since we are, if anyone has any comment, they can share. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.